Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. That's something I want to share with you, a story I want to share with you, folks, about a very special person. Golf legend Arnold Palmer is dead. No ordinary man. He was called the King. He had an army, and he was beloved by millions. 2,500 years ago, Socrates said, "The greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be." That was Arnold Palmer. The charismatic person you saw on television, the impish smile, the twinkle in the eye, how he treated people, wasn't a persona. That was the real Arnold. Arnold and I weren't BFFs. But over almost a quarter century, we had many different interactions. Once I helped him on the driving range as a volunteer at a pro golf tournament. I interviewed him more than once in his Bay Hill Golf Club in Orlando for my radio show. Some of you may remember those interviews. You can still go to my website and listen to what he said to me about being a small business owner. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can hear those interviews. And also, I was a member of the National Advisory Council of his beloved hospitals. And if you've got my second book, 3 Minutes to Success, you know that he provided the foreword for that book. Whenever I was around him, whenever I was around Arnold, I thought of Socrates because Arnold truly was, in reality, what he appeared to be. Someone else warned that you never want to meet your heroes lest you become away disappointed. If you were ever a member of Arnie's army, once you had the privilege to meet him, any subsequent reappraising was to increase your emotional investment in him. People idolized Arnold because of his golf game and his personality were both blue-collar, straight-up, and unpretentious. When asked to briefly compare himself to Arnold, longtime friend and frequent nemesis on the tour, Jack Nicklaus said, "I love golf. Arnold loves people." Clearly, no one loved golf more than Arnold Palmer. But seeing how he interacted with others, all the way down to the members of the gallery he was in front of only for seconds, anyone could see how much Arnold loved people. Jack is known to never autograph a golf ball. Arnold would sign whatever you handed him, and he always told young pros, "Sign your name so people can read it," as he always did. The only thing that saddened me, and this is the part about Arnold you probably don't know, this saddened me about Arnold because it was something that I found out years ago. For probably the last third of his life, he had significant hearing loss, even with hearing aids. So when you saw Arnold deliver his patented thumbs-up response with those massive hands of his, that was his way of coping with the fact that he heard someone addressing him, but he didn't hear what was said. It was troubling to me that someone might think he was being arrogant or dismissive by not answering, when nothing could be further from the truth. For the most notoriously approachable living legend on the planet, who truly couldn't get enough of people, his hearing loss was the cruelest disability. Everyone wanted a piece of Arnold, and he never disappointed. A couple of years ago, my wife and I were in attendance at a dinner celebration prior to the Insperity Invitational. You know, I go down there for that small business golf tournament, that Champions Tour golf tournament every year. We were at the pre-tournament celebration. Arnold had promised to attend. Even though he was obviously struggling with back pain, he fulfilled that promise. As people came by his table in the evening, old friends and not yet friends, with great difficulty, Arnold stood to shake the hand of everyone. Even when they said, "Arnold, don't get up," it wasn't in him to not get up, even though he was in pain. Years before, in one of our interviews, Arnold quoted his father, Deacon, about that. He said, "Son, whatever you do in your life, turn the table over and treat others like you want to be treated when you're on the other side," end quote. Treating people like they mattered ran deep in Arnold Palmer, something that even at his own sometimes even at his own physical expense, whether you were a big deal or a busboy. The Orlando hospitals that bore his and his wife's, his first wife's, Winnie's names, were extremely important to him. Once, while Arnold joined several of us for a tour of the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, a doctor went to great lengths, elaborately described this piece of machinery, this miracle, life-saving, but very expensive, like a $5 million piece of machinery that they were so proud of. He went on and on. The doctor was going on and on about how with this device that had been paid for by donations and it was one of a kind of thing. It was a big deal to the hospital. Arnold was standing right there, and I heard him say, in the middle of all that, "Isn't it great that it doesn't smell like a hospital in here?" I never forget hearing him say that. While all the other stuff was going on, that detail, my friends, that his hospital, he had an edict. My hospital can't smell like a hospital. or a hospital with my name on it doesn't need to smell like a hospital. He believed that the antiseptic smell of medical facilities was frightening to children who were already under stress. That was Arnold, my friends. By the way, he had another edict, and that was that no one ever be turned away because they couldn't afford the care. Arnold wasn't just a golf legend. He was a human legend. The story is legend of successful golf pros who fail trying to replicate their on-course success in business. That wasn't Arnold's story. He made a good living playing golf, but he became rich in the marketplace. In one interview, I asked him for a success tip for business owners. He said, "Be trustworthy, be frank, and straight up." Trustworthy, frank, and straight up. How about that, folks? Aren't those words to live by in the marketplace? Trustworthy, frank, and straight up. I'm calling that. I've named that. I found that quote from him, and I've named it Palmer's Business Razor. You know what a razor is? That's where you cut to the chase and make it as simple as possible. That's Palmer's Business Razor. Be trustworthy, be frank, and be straight up. As the man who saved golf and the man who reinvented professional golf, every touring pro in the modern era should thank Arnold because they sat on his shoulders. And everyone who values sportsmanship, good manners, kindness, graciousness, humility, and class should thank Arnold Palmer. More than anyone else, Arnold not only demonstrated those values, whether he won or lost, but you were inspired by him to demonstrate them yourself. He had that impact on me. If for no other reason, then you wouldn't dare risk disappointing him. Clearly, Arnold Palmer lived a charmed life, but he also charmed our lives. For 7 decades, whenever Arnold traveled around the globe, the world wanted a piece of him. I never met anyone who had so much to give and who wanted so much to give it. The truly great human beings have one thing in common. They stand for something greater than themselves. During one of our interviews, Arnold told me, "The reason I started traveling international was to promote golf as an agent to help nations to be more friendly." The king is dead. Long live the king's legacy. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I don't know how and where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.